But this guy's crime, this Lily janitor who's just doing what he can to get by, his problem is that he has a lung condition. He had a genetic disposition. He continues, despite that, despite what he was given, he smokes cigarettes every day.
That's absurd.
He smokes cigarettes every day. And the test, here's what our test is. Who can breathe better?
That's messed up.
Hello, Ghoul Scouts. Would you like to play a game?
No, okay.
And we're the Ghouls Next Door. Talk about spooky stuff.
That's what you've been known to do.
Welcome to the second episode of Saw.
Yeah.
Because there's nine movies plus ours, and there's a 10th one. So then the third one... I'm generally blanking on what happens in the third one, but I have Jigsaw really hates people who've been incarcerated. Pick a side.
Yeah, in the third one, it's when the guy, he wakes up in the trap and he doesn't have a way out, so he breaks his own foot, and that happens right at the beginning.
That's a cop, Eric.
Eric breaks his own foot. He like doesn't even hesitate. He's like immediately like, absolutely, yeah, this is what I need to do, and just does mm-hmm. it. Like, and then just like tries to escape. And then Amanda's like, I hate you. I'm so mad. And then tries to kill him. And then he wins.
Or does he?
Or does he?
Yeah, that's pretty much how that ends up. This one is where Amanda's making a lot of decisions. She's so annoying. They're doing a lot of the where they tie in the first one. And they're like, Amanda was there the whole time. And
yeah,
they're like rewriting what we've seen so far. And also trying to give a backstory for John and why he's doing the things he's doing. The big trap, the big scenario that's happening is there's a man and he's in traps because here's what he did. All right. Here's the horrible, awful thing that led him to be in a very elaborate, multifaceted jigsaw trap. He had the audacity to have a young son be killed by a car on accident and be sad about it, to grieve it.
How dare him.
And clearly not in the most healthy ways, for sure. You can't tell people how to grieve, John. And he, you know, him and his wife aren't having a good time. He's not, you know, cherishing the one daughter he's got alive. Her anyway, that's what John's gonna say. And so there, like, his crime is he's really sad that his son died. And
yeah, how dare
so
he.
They put him through elaborate traps. Well, it's not even his traps. It's that he's tasked with whether or not these people should survive. And they're all people who contributed in some way to the death of his child. This has a really, I think, underrated trap that in all the top 10 traps or whatever I've seen, no one's mentioned it. I think it was really rad in that it's horrible. And that's the one with the naked girl. And she's like suspended up and they keep dousing her with water until she just freezes over. That's horrifying. Yeah. And he gets a little hurt because he's trying to like save her and he gets like the frostbite on his face. So
that one was rough.
And no one talks about it. I think y'all need to. I know there's a lot to talk about. So absolutely. Yeah. But I just wanted to put in a bid for one of the really good ones.
Because this one had. Yeah, no, that's really gruesome.
This one had the trap that haunts me. So we'll get to it. But he goes through all these things and he's trying to, he eventually gets to like the judge on the case who, you know, let the guy walk free. The audacity to let this man who made a mistake, like, it's hard, you know? And I'm sure the judge could be held responsible for other things, especially when we find out who it is that he let walk. Big twist right there. For a judge, not usually what happens.
And like the fact that he did not incarcerate that man was
that is so I was like, he should be out of the trap just on the just that. What is he doing in here? Yeah. But he lives, he does save him until the last of the bit. So all that's happening where he's this dad is being tasked with, can you survive this so that you can get out? And you have to save all these people. You have to make the decision, right? Meanwhile, Amanda's being annoying as hell. She's so moody. Classic. She's really weird about her relationship with John. It's creepy. It's not, it's very needy, and it's also very like desperate and unhealthy. And I feel like John, with all of his like intelligence and, you know, uppityness, would have realized that genuinely and not allowed this to happen. Instead, he made it a game, which I think is really sad. They have kidnapped a doctor, a woman doctor, who is tasked with keeping John alive at least long enough to let this trap happen.
And she's like supposed to do the surgery that all the doctors were like, oh, we can't do that surgery. It's too dangerous.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, that he's so far gone that his cranial pressure is because it's the blood in his brain has gotten so much. So it's not even it's not that. It's she needs to do a very dangerous surgery that they would have had to put him like, she's like, you need to go to a doctor, like you need to go to a hospital, I don't have the tools. And so they're like, well, you here's a power drill
yeah
and you know, like, here's some tools I got around in my shop, figure it out.
Yeah.
And she's like,
yeah, and also let's strap you in to this death machine to really just make your blood pressure at a good level, and also make you just feel really calm and like you can do this procedure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Because she has this thing around her head, her neck, that is tied to John's heart rate. So if he dies, she dies. And that's a really big thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the motivator, right? Is like, she will, because otherwise she'd just let him die, right? And be like, oops, you know? I was like, I think the pressure is already there. It's just like, when you get assigned, like, you have to, you know, operate on the president. You know, like, even if you don't like that person, you're gonna do the very best job you've ever done. Because, you know, like, it's dangerous. You can operate on the king. Are you kidding me? Not me. So I think the pressure's already there, but they add that, which just makes it harder because it's like, what? She can't resuscitate him if she's dead.
Exactly. So
not a lot of things going on. This whole time, Amanda really is like struggling. And it's clear, mm-hmm. and John keeps being like, this doctor is really important. Be nice. You're being a bad daughter right now. And she's just like, this is so moody. She's just awful. She's so annoying the whole film. But then here, this film is really funny to me because it had three twist endings. It was like punked. It was Saw the punked episode. And because it was like, we have the worst trap I think ever, and it's when he gets to the guy who was in the car that hit his son,
mm-hmm.
who was a young black man, and he's in this trap. I don't know what it's called, but it's like the bone twister, and every one of his limbs, including his head, is in this like trap, in between in this thing that will individually twist until it all the way around each one of his limbs. So one is very prolonged, excruciating. Yeah. There's really like, it's just very savage in a way that a lot of the other ones aren't exactly. And it's not him doing it to himself, I think, is a really big thing. So it's out of his hands. He is
there's nothing he can do.
Yeah, his will to live, his right to live, does not matter. And I think that's a really big deal. So every single one of his limbs cracks until his head, and like every sound is awful and it's slow and it's like it's too real.
And the actor like really delivers. Like that's something even like the YouTube like top 10 mm-hmm. best Saw traps or whatever, even comments on them. They really are screaming in a way that I believe them. That I that was real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was horrifying. And that was one of the ones I was like, I don't ever want to watch another one of these.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the ones that like almost took me out of watching them all together. Because that was really horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when it gets to his neck, like that was just because he really was trying to save him too. Like he had he made the decision. He just didn't do it fast enough. That happened to every single one of the people he tried to save. And that happens to everybody who tries to save someone. They're not fast enough. It just, that's not, that shit.
Yeah. And like 2 minutes or even 1 minute, it's not enough time.
That's not fair. And you have to endure like your own pain to get them out of their pain. I just think, it's set up for failure. Anyway, this has the gotcha moments of, so the dad gets out of the trap and he gets to the place. And when he gets to where Jigsaw is, Amanda, it has a, is in the middle of her trap, and her trap is to not kill the doctor, which is like crazy because John needs her, but sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she, because she's been so unhinged this whole time, obviously kills her. And John's like, you messed up, because here's the trap. And then it's like literally in the time where he's just like, you messed up. You should have been patient. We look and we see the dad come in. Turns out he is this lady's husband. So he kills Amanda. Because that was her thing, was like, if you kill this woman, now you're going to get killed because this guy's going to kill you, obviously. Perfectly timed. He's so good at it. And then, so she's like bleeding out. The doctor is bleeding out. And John's like, you have one more task. And it's to forgive me. Like, you know, you can absolutely kill me. You're right here. You got these cool gadgets. You got a saw. You could literally have
so many ways to murder me.
Or you could forgive me. You could do that. And you've been doing that all day and it hasn't gotten you very far, but you've tried. We feel like you've built up that tolerance for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I forgive you. And then he kills him, kills Jigsaw, and not knowing that that means his wife will be killed. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's like, oh my God, what the hell? And especially cause she is bleeding out, but she's saying words. She could have been like, don't kill him. I will die. You could say it in very, like...
Yeah, and she was, like, trying, but also...
she
was like, don't.
She should have, like, really, like, prioritized the words that she was saying.
Yeah.
And she didn't. So, she ends up dying. Her head explodes because John dies. So John is dead, right?
Yeah.
And then we get a tape that's like, also, your daughter's in the trap. Your daughter's locked away somewhere and you killed me, which killed your wife. And on top of that, now you don't know where your daughter is. She could be anywhere. And then on top of that, this whole time we've had two cops looking for Jigsaw or three cops. We've had cops looking for Jigsaw.
Yeah.
We always do on the peripheral. It started with John being dead. And then, so it's like, what... how, like, clearly this is back in time kind of thing. So the other problem with this is that the two cops they choose look very similar to this day.
Oh,
I can't tell you who to.
Yes, I 100%. That was like
give them a different hairstyle. Like, I feel like they have the same hairstyle.
Yeah.
I could be making that up.
Because I was like, this is the same man. You can't tell me that's not
the
same man.
One wear more color than the other, maybe. Maybe they don't both wear gray.
Yeah. You have to differentiate these cops more. Because they really, had such a hard time telling me. I couldn't
make
tell who was who.
I don't know. Give
them
a beard.
Yeah.
I really, the whole movie, I genuinely like couldn't differentiate. So I didn't know. Good cop, bad cop at this point. Good cop.
Yeah.
I use that term loosely. There's no such thing. But good cop comes in and he sees the guy who's killed everybody and ends up killing him, the dad. And then he's like, okay, I did it. And then it's like, we got you again. Another gotcha. Because now you're stuck in there. Somebody's trapped you in there. Someone's closed the door. And we're like, who was that? Well, guess what? We're going to find out. The Saw 4 happens.
Yeah.
This is where they do get a little silly. It's the sequel Curse, where they stop using practical effects as much, and they use some terrible CGI situations. And just because we have the technology doesn't mean we should. So there are parts where I was like, this is gross. Like, it was so cool when you were using practical effects and you were making these things and thinking about how the body would work. This one has like silly blood. Like, it doesn't. Anyway. Okay, so Saw 4. it gets really sloppy. Saw 4 starts where Saw 3 started, which is with John dead, and they find a tape in him. The one bad cop. But we don't know who's bad yet. Finds it. And so things might get blurry. I think 4 and 5 are really blurry for me because they're very much at the same time. And so I'm a little blurry on when specific things happen. But I think good cop, he was in a trap and he ends up getting out of the trap by putting, I forget what it's called, but he cuts a hole in his own throat so he's able to breathe through that instead of the top. So he's able to get out of the trap.
I think it's a tracheectomy or something.
Yes, thank you. And so he and bad cop, again, we don't know he's bad cop yet, escape.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look at that. Good job, y'all. And so both of them are now on the case. A cop who has been here the whole time. He was there in the second one. And so he's this black cop who he's known for always rushing in to situations and not clearing rooms and putting people in danger because of that. So he ends up on his own little game of Saw where, similar to the dad from the last one, he's going through and is tasked with kind of putting people into traps and not saving them in the same way that the dad had to, but he is contributing to the traps in some way.
Yeah.
And he's doing that for this ultimate goal of trying to save people. He's very messed up. Oh, everybody, like all his friends are dead.
Yeah.
He was really close with the two cops. Like, one cop is missing. The other cop was angeled.
Yeah.
Like, he's having a rough time.
Yeah.
And so he's going through, and at this time, we think that Jigsaw and Amanda are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big question.
Like, who's doing this? Yeah.
And so he's going around and he's putting people into traps, and it's like questionable because they're not made to survive.
Yeah, no, he's so, essentially killing them. Yeah.
Yeah, because he saves a girl in the beginning. He saves this woman, but her trap was to kill him. So then he would have to kill her anyway.
Yeah.
To protect himself. So it sets him up to do that. It sets him up to kill a predator.
Yeah.
Someone who's been assaulting and harming and maybe even murdering women.
Yeah.
Just kills him. Puts him in a trap to kill him. He's never intended to survive.
Yeah.
This is the one where we have that case of a case that he had seen where a young girl was being abused and it was her father who did it. And he knew that. But of course, the mom was covering for him and all this other stuff. So he encounters them and, the system failed.
Yeah.
That young girl. And so he sees what the result. And what essentially was that the wife was finally fighting for her own life and resulted in him dying. And so he kind of like lets her out. And then she's like, he saved my life.
Yeah.
All this while, the other cops are trying to find this cop. The big thing for him is we find out that Eric.
Yeah.
Cop Eric had survived, but then he got trapped again. And while he gets trapped again, so does bad cop. So Eric cop is in a trap where he is he's hanging like kind of like a noose, but he's standing on a big slab of ice that is slowly melting. So at some point he won't have anything to stand on and he will suffocate. The big thing is as it's melting, it's causing water to go to the chair that bad cop is sitting in and is strapped up. So he could die if the other one dies. So they're tied to each other. All the while, there's this guy who's like, orchestrating it, and we're like, is that Jigsaw? Yeah. And it's like, of course it's not Jigsaw. This is another one of his lackeys, like in the first one. And the big thing for this is that the cop, the main cop, the black guy, he comes through, and all he had to do was wait for the timer to go out, but as he's one to do and hasn't been told that that was his problem, yeah. All these things that he's been being taught, it wasn't you run through doors too fast. So he burst through the doors.
Yeah.
And it's really quite funny. It's one of the worst traps. It is one of the top 10 traps because yeah. This whole time we thought Cop Eric's trap was the noose and the ice. It's not, because up at the top there are two slabs of ice who are connected to a contraption that if the door is burst open through, it swings him down and smushes his head.
Yep.
So that was pretty rad. And then he shoots the guy he thinks is Jigsaw, and then he hesitates because he's like, I'm not Jigsaw this whole time, I'm just gonna play this Warden for you. And then Jigsaw's like, you should have waited, you've always been happy. And he's like, what the that's not the message I was giving.
If you told me that before, I wouldn't have done that. Gosh.
Yeah. So he just caused this guy to die. And so he's failed his test. And you're like, well, where's real Jigsaw? And then who gets up out of this chair? But bad cop. It turns out bad cop was Jigsaw cop this whole time. And we get this whole, like, you know, the music where we're putting things together, and it flashes back to all the movies we've seen so far, and he's there, he pulls off the pig mask, and it's him and Amanda hate each other, and it's just like all kids, you know.
Yeah.
And so Cop Jigsaw is the worst Jigsaw. Like, Amanda was really annoying. He is the worst Jigsaw. I can't stand him. I wanted him to die so much, and he doesn't die for so long. And the reveal of it attached to his death was like, it took me out of it. Because I was like, I really wanted Jill to do it. And that sucks. So he is Jigsaw this whole time. So we get that, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know? Meanwhile, the other cop and his partner, like, his partner gets hurt. And he's, like, you know, been hurt before, all this stuff. But he's on to bad cop. So that's why we get to Saw 5, which is why I'm saying, like, they're literally happening immediately after the other.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no breaks.
All of, like, 3 through 5 is all the same. So it's really hard to differentiate what happens when it's really only, like, based on the reveals and what I should know by now that is getting me through this. So I'm powering through, guys. Then Saw 5, we now know that it's Cop Jigsaw this whole time, so we get a lot of, like, this is the relationship that the three of them had. He really hated Amanda, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of good cop, again, using loosely, trying to find bad cop or frame him. All the while, bad cop has been framing good cop. Yeah. Using his phone, planting evidence, making it look very obviously like good cop's been doing it, has been Jigsaw this whole time. Yeah. And the big trap for this one is a bunch of people who at first don't know each other. And it is one of my favorites because of the end of results that how it could have been survived. And I think it's really interesting. Because what we learn is that each one of these people was a participant in some way to a very tragic event, which is hits very close to home for John Kramer, in that he worked to create housing for people in need. And this is a situation in which they were demolishing an apartment building, but hadn't evicted everyone. And so there's five people in there. And
that's messed up. Yeah,
they did all that just for money, obviously. And so that's, like, a big thing. It has Megan Good in it. It's one of the ones I remember as not being a Saw movie. I distinctly remembered it as not being Saw. And I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
I was like, it's very similar to Saw, but what a weird movie this one is. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. And what I really liked about these, the traps are quite, like, the thing you would notice about the traps is that, and what you revealed in the end, is that they all would have been survivable if they worked together.
Yeah.
Right? So, and there's, like, a trap where they have to give blood, and it's like, if you had all five folks here, you wouldn't have to give up so much blood. All there is like ones where there's fire in the middle, and they had to hide out in these little like tunnels. Tunnels had enough space for more than one person.
Yeah.
And so situations like that, I think that was really interesting as far as the traps go. I don't genuinely remember any of the traps like more specifically than that as being good.
Yeah.
Besides the ending.
They're kind of fine. They're fine.
Yeah. So the reason why I say the ending is really good, and this is where I was really getting fatigue for, again, Cop Jigsaw. So annoying. I can't stand him. But you think that good cop is coming in and he's going to get him. Meanwhile, the other cops are like, he's being sus. What's going on? We think his partner's been dead this whole time. And good cop goes to confront Cop Jigsaw. And he finds himself in his own trap. And it's like, if you get into this box, trust me. I've given you so many reasons to trust me. You should do it. Get in this box and everything will be fine. Yeah. And it's like us as viewers, we know, okay, you do have to trust them to some degree. Some of the traps are not, like, it's too late, you know? But a lot of the times when they tell you to do a thing, you should probably do it.
Yeah.
And like when you think you're getting smart, it's like they've already thought about that. But these people don't know that because they weren't in the traps.
Yeah.
They weren't there. So he thinks he gets a fast one on Cop Jigsaw and like puts him into the box. And then the box is like, well, I'm going to go to safety now.
Yeah. Because
just like I promised. And a good cop gets squished in the building. And it's really gross. Like, it's one of the ones where we don't actually see a lot. We do see his hands and like.
And you hear it.
But you hear it. And that one's like a very visceral audio situation. Yeah. So that's the only trap in that film I would say is actually that stuck with me. Because it's funny. Because it was just so ironic.
Yeah, because like, all you had to do is like, listen,
Cop Jigsaw was like, whatever. And I was like, I hate this guy. I hate him so much. Also, this whole time we're learning backstory about Jill. Jill gets a box. Jill is John's wife. She gets a box from Jigsaw after he died. And we're like, what's in the box? And we just learn about her whole history and that she had lost her child and that he was like really spiraling and she didn't know what to do. So they like are not, they weren't together. And she's a very terrible actress. So kind of tuned out anytime she was on screen.
Yeah.
Which is too many times. Yeah. way up until the end. She's like there for a long time. She does good though. So then you have Saw 6, which is here. Okay, this is a really important one. This is where, finally, six films in, Jigsaw decides, and it's John, decides to go after the insurance company that kept him from life, possibly life-saving procedures. Mm-hmm. And we see through, like, a bunch of flashbacks instances where this guy who runs this company and just tries to, you know, get the biggest money with his team have sacrificed people's lives and denied them life-changing opportunities, right?
Yeah.
And to the point where it's like literally a guy's like, you've given me a death sentence.
Yeah.
And he's like, them's the breaks, kids. So he gets put into a trap, and all his traps for the bulk, like after the first one, because this is the first one, he immediately fails.
Yeah.
He immediately fails. But after that, it's him being confronted with all the members of his team and trying to save them in a similar way to the dad being challenged. But here's where, so again, so close. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, finally. I was like, it's giving me Drag Me to Hell, but something I can actually watch.
Yeah.
And where we're actually going after the people that matter and not the lackeys, right? I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right? So we get the first trap where this man, this executive, he's in a trap. And his arms are up, kind of crucifix position. And he's got this contraption near his rib cage, mm-hmm. two things. And we get a spotlight. Here comes Jigsaw. It's like, you've lived your life. What does he say? Like, you got the lottery of life. You were born a white man of wealth. And you live a life of wealth and advantage. He's like, you have white privilege. Right. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Jigsaw. That's exactly it. And it's like, oh, now he's going to be challenged. Now he's going to get a challenge. Right. And you're like, And then what happens? We get, a spotlight. A spotlight comes on because there's somebody else in this trap.
Yeah.
Who is in this trap with him? It's probably someone who's equally deserving, who's had just as much privilege in life, right?
Right? Yeah.
No, it's a janitor. It's a Hispanic janitor. And his crime. Okay, so this man who has literally caused the deaths of other people.
Yeah.
In his pursuit of wealth. Right? But this guy's crime, this lily janitor who's just doing what he can to get by, his problem is that he has a lung condition. He had a genetic disposition to this heart failure, right? Yeah. And he continues despite that, despite what he was given, right? This genetic disposition, he smokes cigarettes every day.
That's absurd.
He smokes cigarettes every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day. And so clearly,
same thing.
Equal somehow.
Ridiculous. Okay. Yep.
And the test, here's what our test is. Who can breathe better?
That's messed up.
I lost it. I was like, you can't be doing this to me. This can't. Because the contraption measures your lung capacity.
Oh my God, I would die.
When you had to breathe in, it would smush, making it even harder for you to breathe. And so one of you was bad at breathing. And you just died, and then it's... And guess who dies?
Absurd. The guy who...
Guess who never stood a chance. And what is that?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, oh my God, we were so close. And that, like, as soon as the spotlight came out, I was like, you got this, can't be real. And it was like, what he inherited wasn't wealth and status and privilege that he was undeserving of. What he inherited was that he can get sick. And you know what he did? He smoked cigarettes because his life is very stressful. And he does that. And now he's sick. It's all his fault.
What a fuck. Sir, concept. So then that's where I dropped off of the films. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm really glad I watched it because it changed my life. It changed my life and my experience of Saw. Yeah. Like, genuinely. Like, every single film, I was like, none of it matters because this happened to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I was made forever. So in this, he goes through all these traps, and some of them are pretty fun. There's one where he has to, like, navigate this girl through, like, a mouse trap, like a mouse maze. And he has to, like, do stuff up top. Like, he's navigating her, and then he also has to do stuff because there's, like, steam one time, and he has to put the steam onto him so she can get through and all this stuff. And then at the end, it turns out that the key to get her out was in him. And so she's like, I'm gonna stab you to get my key. And he's like, can't have that. So he kills her, right? And then he has a roulette. He has the merry-go-round I told you about, where it has his cool team of people, his crackpot team that can get the most money out of any desperate situation. And they're on a merry-go-round, and he has to choose which one gets to live. And this one was really upset me because the one woman he lets live is because she's like, I have two kids, so let me live, right? Yeah. And absolutely, like, first of all, everybody deserved to live. I want that to be clear. But when we put people and we judge whether or not they're like worthy of life by if they have children, I'm out.
Yeah,
that's not it. Like, I get it, like, this person, there's children who need that person, right?
Yeah,
but that doesn't make them more deserving of life.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah,
that's messy. Very complicated, and I get it. And that's not, like, you've already showed me at the beginning of this film.
Yeah, we have not already ruined it. It already ruined it. Yeah.
So he does let her live, and she could be lying. He doesn't even know if she has kids. And then he picks another girl. He saves another girl. And this guy, this whole time, was like, hey, you know, I've always got your back. Blah blah. He snaps. He does, like, the thing that, like, really awful men do when they're like, hey, you want to go out sometime, and then you don't respond.
Oh,
you're ugly anyway. You know, he did that to him, where he's like, you're terrible anyway, like you suck, all this other stuff. And then I did love that he was like, because it's the merry-go-round, and then it gets to him, and he knows he's going to die because he can only have two survivors, and he's already picked them. So the guy's, like, looking away, and he's like, no, you look at me when you're killing me.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. At least someone's doing it. Because, like, I get it. He's in this position he shouldn't be having to make. But he also...
But you made a choice, so...
His choices were also sexist in a way. Like, and that he didn't really choose a muff of merit of any kind. And it was, like... It was weird. It was a weird decision situation. But the good thing about this film is it does have one of my favorite traps. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it had elements to it that I've already talked about that I think is fun. So in it, he gets to the end and you think this whole time it's been his trap, but it's not. It's actually that in the room is a woman and her son, whose husband is dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went to this man to get support to do a surgery, and he couldn't, and so it was his death sentence. So he essentially killed her. So the wife is like, their test is, do you let this man live? Do you pull this lever? And she's like, I forgive you, right? Like, I believe, you know, she's like, I can find it within myself to not hold that to you, that mm-hmm. happened, but I am not certain that you won't do this to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, that you won't cause harm to somebody else. So she's going to pull it, and then she doesn't, because she's like, she doesn't got her in it. But her son does, and so he pulls it. And what happens is, so they were in this room, and there's just like a fence. Mm-hmm. And so the guy was talking to them through the fence. So this other fence comes down and it's got needles in it, and it smushes him. It smushes him against the fence. So he's stuck in there, and now he's injected with all these needles. And then coming from these pipes and this little thing that they knew was there the whole time is this acid, and it gets injected into him. I don't know how this acid is able to not go through the tubes before it gets to his body, but it does. It gets to his body and it cooks him from the inside out, and it's like crazy. It's very long, and he's just like screaming, and then his sister's there, she's also screaming. It's all this stuff. But the end is like that his whole top part has disintegrated, and so what falls is like his bottom, and it's like his like intestines fall out. And I was like, that's hilarious. I don't think that's how that would work, but that was fun. So that's fun, one of my favorite traps, to be honest. 10 out of 10. Okay, we're gonna kick it up a notch. Also at the end of this, turns out Jill had her own trap, and she was contributing to this, Jill, mm-hmm. John's wife, and she got the reverse bear trap, and she puts it on Cop Jigsaw to kill him. Because Jigsaw knew that he was not a good guy.
Yeah.
He should have dealt with that when he was alive, but whatever. Yeah. So he puts that on Jill, and you think, finally, first of all, we're going to see what the bear trap does.
Yeah.
Finally. Second of all, oh my God, this cop is going to die. I'm so ready. Right? And he, wily fellow that he is, manages to get out of it. He shoves the thing. There's like a door that had these like wrought iron bars that were sideways, mm-hmm. and he shoves it in between them so that he can wriggle himself out, and it like sliced his face open to get out. But then it like broke the bars instead of his face, and he got out. And you're like,
oh.
So then it's all 3D, final chapter, picks up where we leave off.
Oh, good. And
it does start with a public jigsaw trap where it has these two guys, and there's like a three-pointed saw, like saw contraption. So there's like a saw here, saw there, and a saw there. And these two guys, they wake up, and there's a girl suspended from the top, and there's glass. It's like a display. And so there's a bunch of people watching them. And I was like, this is very unlike Jigsaw. I was hoping that it was going to show the like fanaticism of Jigsaw, and that it would have been a hoax and like an elaborate demonstration. I was really hoping. I think that would have been very smart. especially because it was silly. It was definitely like the blood was silly. The situation was silly. Like it looked like it was laughing at itself, but not in a fun way. And it would have been so good if it was like, psych, this is an art installation. Jigsaw is real. Like, and then we get this whole like Jigsaw fan club. Like, I hire me. Hire me. I'll make one. I'll do it. It'll be fun. I would love to make a whole criticizing true crime fandoms.
That'd be
fun. Get a new girl Jigsaw in there. Anyway. it's like my hand. Hire me. And so that happens, and it's funny because it turns out that it's like a love triangle. Mm-hmm. Just like the triangle of the sauce. And the guys realize that she's been cheating on them. So they're like, well, we'll just kill her. And they just let her die. It was pretty
rude.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. And this is the one where we do get the Nazis. And it's like, you spend your life judging people. This is real. Okay, this one was savage. I was like, okay, I'm like, for once I'm on Cop Jigsaw's side. He goes, you've spent your life judging people by the color of their skin. And you will find out that we are all the same color on the inside. And I was like, oh, that slaps. Yeah. I was like, so he's glued, the Nazi's glued to this car seat. And it's like a Final Destination contraption. So it's like one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. So he has one of his little Nazi friends on the ground, another Nazi friend over here, and another Nazi friend over there. There's four of them. We take them all out, right? He's glued, like horribly glued, to the seat of this car. But he has to unglue himself, which means like tearing his skin off to get to this lever to pull it.
Yeah.
And of course he has, you know, a time limit, and he tries, and they're yelling at him, and it's really gross. It's very gross. It's great. It is one of the top because it's very like, it's so long, and you're like, it's like muscle.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know what this glue was. It was insane. Yeah. And then he does finally almost get to it, but it's too late. And so then the car starts revving up and the tire moves and it settles onto the face of the girl Nazi. And so her head is like, and then that makes us move forward. And then it makes us move forward. I forget what happens to the third one, but it ends up where we crash into the fourth guy on the wall. So it was a fun Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah.
Of Jigsaw, which I was like, that's fun. We're doing fun now.
That's fun, yeah.
We learn, so this whole time we thought good cop was Jigsaw. Mm-hmm. And then we learn that good cop's partner didn't die in the third or fourth, one of them. And she's alive. And they also like, they're like, we don't believe that good cop actually was Jigsaw. We think something else is up. And they're telling cop Jigsaw this. And the whole time I was like, oh, they must know. They know it's him because they're also being kind of suspicious of him, but also not.
Yeah.
So they're like, we will bring you into every piece of evidence that we discover. We're going to keep you clued in. You're acting a little sus. You're acting a little, you feeling okay? You feeling okay, buddy? And he's like, yeah, I'm just tired. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's super valid. Anyway, we're about to reverse audio engineer the recording of Jigsaw so we can find out what his real voice is. You seem like so strange today. You're like, you just got a little sweaty. Do you have do you have a cold? You're getting like really, it's not very hot in here. And you see, like, you keep sweating a lot and you're like fidgeting. You good? Okay. Yeah. No, we're going to keep going. So like the whole time they're teasing it out. And like the one girl comes like looking at him all the time. And she sucks because she knows who her partner was. And I just think like they play it up so hard that like he's going to get got and I'm ready. Right.
Yeah.
Kramer's wife finds this other cop who we've never seen before, but he was apparently was there the whole time. He's an asshole, but he's supposed to be a good guy.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the ones that like ratted out people in the department and got sent away. He ratted out bad cop, actually. Cop Jigsaw. Anyway, she tells him and they, to protect her, put her in a jail cell because they're like, he's coming after her. And she tells him, this other cop, that he is Jigsaw. But doesn't tell the detectives that are working with Cop Jigsaw that he's actually Jigsaw.
Yeah.
No one tells them.
That'd be too convenient.
And this is all happening like really close. Like it's all happening at the same time. I just want you to know. Other stuff is happening while this is happening. So I don't remember the traps, really. What I remember that they almost catch him and they're in the room and they're de-audio engineering him and they finally hear his voice and you think, oh, they got him. And then he's like, stab, stab, stab. He slits this guy's throat. He stabs this lady cop a bunch. Anything, but oh, she could probably get out of that. And he's like, stab, 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 much a lot. And you're like, oh, she's not getting out of this.
Yeah.
And he's like killing people. And then you're like, okay, well, maybe someone, like people have in the Saw franchise survived their throats being slit. Literally the first one, right? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he'll get out.
And then he's like, here's some gasoline that happened to be in this room. Set it on fire.
Oh, then like, they're not living. Yep.
I was like, I really want him to be dead.
Yeah.
I was like, I want him to die so bad. Honestly, I think that happened in the last one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyway, that might have happened in the last one. But in this one, he tricks this new good cop and has systematically taken out all of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
In this department, and they find out that he's been watching him the whole time, which is, you know, a cliche of the Saw franchise. But they had like rush ordered this corpse to the morgue, mm-hmm. which is not in the hospital; it's at the police station. And turns out he was in the corpse bag. When the guy undoes the bag, he stabs the morgue guy, and then he goes upstairs to guess what? Who's up there? Jill, who's in the jail cell to be protect.
Oh, good.
And he kills all the police in the station because no one's expecting that, I guess, you know? And then he just waltzes in, he unlocks it, and she has, like, her little nail file, and she stabs him with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she runs out and doesn't close him in the jail cell.
Yeah.
Where she could have just locked him up and then he would just be in there. So instead, she's running around and you think maybe he's going to get out and he doesn't. She doesn't. Instead, she gets caught by him and he puts the bear trap on her. And we finally get to see what the bear trap does.
Yep.
And she died.
It's gruesome as you would expect.
This is the one with the guy who was pretending to be... A survivor.
A survivor, yeah.
And he wasn't. Because this is the survivors group with a woman who cut off her hand. And then also, Dr. Carey is there. And you're like, wow, we haven't seen you in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that one. And so once Cop Jigsaw kills Jill, we learn that there's another Jigsaw out here who got a letter that said, just take care of my wife. And if anything happens to her, you do unto them mm-hmm. as I did unto others. And so it turns out it's Dr. Jigsaw, Dr. Carey, mm-hmm. and he kills Cop Jigsaw. But there was like three other people with him. And so it kind of leaves off on that. That's where we left off because we never touch base on that again.
Yeah.
Because the next one, Jigsaw, is that there's a copycat in the future, but it's not really the future, but it is the future.
That's fun. Cool.
Yeah, it's in the future where there is a copycat of Jigsaw. Absolutely. But what we're seeing on screen is a big fake out because what we're seeing is actually the past and the present. So the cops are investigating what they think is a trap, but it's a recreation of an old trap, the first trap, one of the first traps. Yeah. And this is where that guy who was the nurse who messed up the x-rays, He was in that first trap, and they let him out, mm-hmm. and he recreated it with the victims of this other cop, and he was framing him because the other cop was very bad.
Yeah.
But this one has a really cool death with is one of my favorites. He has a ribbon. This man turns into ribbons, flesh ribbons, because he goes into this, like, he gets... suspended up into the thing.
The red charcoal thing. Yeah.
It's the, it's pieces of like an engine for the bike. Because he sold a bike that he said was in perfect condition, but the brakes didn't work, to a young man who immediately died, like 10 minutes afterwards. He got hit by a car because he didn't have brakes. And turns out that was Jigsaw's nephew.
Of course.
So he he gets sliced up somehow. I don't know how it worked, because I don't know how any of these traps work, really. Mm-hmm. But second, I don't really know how, like, engines work.
Yeah, so, I don't know either.
But through some contraption, he ends up sliced up, and he's literally ribbons. Like, you see him later, and he, like, they, like, very funny. Oh, I thought it was crazy. I thought it was good. But I really like this one, because at the end, you have, so the whole time, you have this morgue guy, mm-hmm. this morgue doctor, and he's, like, the cool guy. He's got PTSD. He's got his partner in crime, who's also a morgue doctor, who is a big true crime fan and loves Kramer and has art installations dedicated to him. Super weird. But then he's like so cool. His morgue guy is so cool. And then this cop thinks he's shady. And they end up in a trap at the end. And it's lasers.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, man. So then he's like, I mixed up your x-rays. I did it. And they're like, how are you alive? Because at the same time, we're seeing the other trap. And mm-hmm. John is alive. And you're like, John is dead.
Oh. Yeah.
It's 10 years. But he really is dead. Anyway, then we think he dies. And he, like, you know, there's blood. And he, like, falls. And it's like, I don't know if that's what lasers would do. And then the other guy is forced into confessing. And so he confesses, like, because of me, a lot of people died. A lot of people died. I did it. And then this guy gets up and he's like, haha, I'm not dead. I'm actually Jigsaw as well. And I recorded you. Now I have proof. And I've been framing you this whole time. And everyone thinks you did it. And also I'm going to kill you. And I just really love, because he's like, Jigsaw always gives them a choice. And he says, you can either scream or not. That's your choice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, savage. I was like, that was hot. I get it. That was good. And then he gets lasered. He gets sliced. And then his face becomes a blooming onion.
Yeah.
His head is he looks like the Demogorgons.
Oof.
It was really fun. That was really fun. That was really fun. So, like, we thought John was doing it, but John is actually dead, because the scene we saw before was in the past. It was one of the first traps. And that in the present, it's him. He's pretending to be Jigsaw. So I call him Soldier Dr. Jigsaw, which is fun. And so that was that. And I thought that, I actually genuinely thought that was a good one. And then Saw 9, the Dibby, is by The Ghouls Next Door. And it's the most amazing Saw film that was ever made. No notes. Check it out on YouTube. And then finally we had Spiral, from the book of Saw. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not, I stand that it's not actually a Jigsaw film. It's not a Saw film in that it doesn't play out like a Saw film at all. There's one
trap. It's a cop drama.
Yeah. It's a procedural. It's Seven. It's more Seven than it is. People had died from traps, but none of them were really livable and none of them really made sense. And they all happened more or less off camera and we're not in them. And then it also sucks because we have one. Chris Rock was awful. He was very bad. He was trying to be super cool. And there was this really milky, woke rhetoric happening that was told from someone who doesn't understand what that is.
Yeah.
And so it was just like a boomer trying to be woke. It was weird. Like that whole conversation in the beginning of Forrest Gump was gross. And then it felt like to be gross.
It was like, this is what the woke community wants. We gotcha. Look at this film. That was like really weird.
All the hate that people were giving for, I want to say, it was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie where there was like the woke people and they were like streaming Leatherface on the bus. I didn't watch that one, but people were so mad. And I was like, but all those people died. Like, that was a point. They were the butt of the joke. This one is like, this is where the hate should have went. they didn't have it in the right place. But Chris Rock's character says, Jigsaw doesn't target cops. And I was like, that's literally what he does all the time.
Yeah, it's his whole thing.
So this is a different Jigsaw. It has to be. And he doesn't operate the same way. Everyone's acting weird. And it's murky because when you make the cops bad, but you make the person looking for justice worse, you've now like gone back on what you've established was bad.
Yeah.
Because Jigsaw isn't bad in this. I mean, he is. Like, you, that's, don't put up elaborate traps to kill him, you know? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, you don't, it got really messy because they were saying, like, these cops are really bad. They covered up a lot of crimes. They hurt a lot of people. They initiated, like, they got away with a lot of horrible things. And mm-hmm. as a result, innocent people died. And we're supposed to feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And not Jigsaw. And then also to end with an officer who is a Black man, who's Samuel L. Jackson, of all people, getting shot by the police.
Yeah.
Was super distasteful. On a lot of, like, in so many different ways. I think there, it really failed a lot in so much in that it really was misguided.
Yeah.
And it was is directed by Darren Lynn Bozeman, who did previous films and also did Repo, the Genetic Opera. So it's like, I know you could do better. I know you know what, like, you could have did better. And this, some of the these are ones where, you know, my mouth hurt with the tongue.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal, yeah.
The wax, I guess, was... The wax one wasn't really... It was when he was pulling off the wax. The twists
were also, like, kind of lackluster. Like, at least in the ones... Yeah, I knew exactly who the bad guy... Like, who the villain, quote-unquote, was. I knew immediately. Like, he said one sus thing, and it was like, I know where this is going. And then, like, all of the other ones where they're like... Actually, you thought they were good cops, but they were bad cops the whole time. And I was like, yeah, ACAB.
Yeah.
I never thought
they were good.
I never at any point was like, yeah, okay. I'm sure they're doing a good job. And it was, I remember texting you. I was like, this is like, we can fix the system from within the movie.
Mm-hmm. We have one good apple.
Yeah, don't break the system. Because this guy, this really angry, not great cop, thinks good he's a good cop is gonna fix everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And it was just like, really, it was such a weird take.
It really was. It was super predictable too. Like, first of all, the actor, he has played I'm a nice guy and then turns out to be the villain before. Mm. So it was already like, he did that in Horns. I was like, we love that.
Yeah.
We don't love that movie, but we love that book. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, everything he said, I was like, we didn't see his death, but we saw everybody else's. I was suspicious when he was on the phone and the baby was crying. And I was like, we've never seen his wife. Immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird. And the baby, like, I was like, that isn't adding. Like, that gave me the heebie-jeebies. And it was like a throwaway scene, you know? And when he has a flashback, when he's feeling bad that he's dead, and it's all these flashbacks of him being like, I'm on this force because of your dad. I want to be your partner. Oh, it's fate that we're together. He's seeing as this reminiscent moment. I was like, this is so heavy-handed. He's clearly the bad guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was like the son of whatever, but like, that didn't matter. I didn't even like, he could have said anything. He could have just said, I watched the news and I paid attention to the fact that cops suck in this town and I became Jigsaw. And I would have been like, that's enough.
I think it failed in a lot of ways, but the predictability, like, definitely just, like, took any fun that could have been had in the film away. And, like, all of the traps, like, the whole point of Saw is traps. And the traps weren't great.
Mm-mm.
Like, it took all the fun that did exist from the movies and took those away.
It definitely felt to me like Chris Rock wanted to play, like, a big bad. Like, he wanted to play the cool guy. And that's what he was doing instead of like making a film that was a Saw film. This isn't a Saw film.
Yeah.
It genuinely, like from the Book of Saw, sure. It's Saw adjacent.
Yeah.
It really didn't have the spirit of it. The Jigsaw doesn't target cops. I was like, you've never watched a single Saw film. And it shied away. It was playing nice. It was actually honestly playing it less than what we usually have. Like Seven is honestly more gruesome than this was. Although for my partner, Mike's mom, who accidentally went to this film thinking it was just a police procedural and then found out that it was a Saw film while watching it and then had to leave. I could see how people might be confused. Saw X will go back to the OG. I think it's a prequel. I hope not. I'm really tired of Kramer. I want to know what happened with Dr. Jigsaw, where he's been this whole time, and who were those three people who were helping him?
Yeah.
Because we just left it on that. Like, there's potentially four Jigsaws running around. And
yeah,
that's it.
I feel firmly there didn't need to be all these movies.
I agree. But that was our Saw episode, which, as I had promised, was going to be very long.
It's two episodes in one.
So, but that's what I did. This is a start to our Wandtober. And we have much in store for you, including Conjuring and Insidious and Malignant. And don't get married.
Or they'll make 10 Saw films.
Yeah, I guess they will. Okay, bye.
Bye.